Click in our Bibles here this evening in the book of Proverbs, and we'll take a look at chapter 30, and we'll begin there in verse 24. I've entitled this message, A Little Wisdom Goes a Long Way. Proverbs chapter 30, and verse 24, and we'll read a few verses here, maybe to help us tonight. A little wisdom goes a long way, Proverbs chapter 30, let's take a look at it, verse 24, the Bible says, There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. And so we begin to think about what are these little things that have so much wisdom. You know, wisdom and knowledge are tremendous both to have. Knowledge is, of course, having the knowledge of things, but wisdom is having the ability to apply the knowledge that you have. And if you don't have the wisdom to apply the knowledge that you have, then you kind of don't have everything you need to have. Amen. And so having the wisdom to go along with knowledge is extremely helpful. And the Bible shows us here in verse 4 that there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they're exceeding wise. And, you know, I think it goes along to say, too, that don't matter how small something is or how insignificant it might be in our sight, there are lots of things that are small. The Bible even tells us here, shows us some things we can gain a lot of wisdoms from. How many have ever heard this phrase, too, out of the mouth of babes? You know, sometimes you can learn some of the greatest things out of even the little ones. You know, well, let's not cast them off to the side as not being able to give wisdom. Sometimes the wisdom that they give us is sometimes just so open and so honest and just so sincere and pure that sometimes we just look right over top of it. The Bible shows us here in verse 24, there's four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. We're going to take a look at some of those things tonight. But as we think about this, have you ever looked at yourself and wondered what it would be like if maybe you were a little different in some areas? Like, I think to myself, and I have often wondered in my life, what would it be like? What would it be like if I was a little taller? It wouldn't hurt my feelings none, I don't think. You know, I don't mind being a wee bit fella. But I'm not quite a hobbit. I don't mind, you know, being the height that I am. But I wouldn't mind maybe being a little bit taller. But I've often wondered what my life would be like at that point. Maybe a little faster. What would I be like if I was a little faster? You know, I could help. I wouldn't mind being that. Lots of other things I think I could probably think to myself what I would like to be. But you know what? All I can be is the best Brian that I can be. What God designed and made me to be. And that's for you as well. And so as I think about the wisdom God's given, I think one of the things that we can do, and there's nothing wrong with thinking outside the box, obviously nothing wrong with trying to be better and do better and all that kind of stuff. But the best thing that I can possibly, the best person I can possibly be is me. Just be a better version of me and not anybody else or something else. As we take a look at our text here tonight, we're going to see a couple things. We're going to see the ants there in verse 25. We're going to see the conies, which are rabbits, there in verse 26. We're going to see the locust there in verse 27. And we're going to see the spider there in verse 28. Now, there's the four things the Bible says a little on the earth, but they are exceeding wise. Now, all of these things right here, these animals, insects, they all have great things about them that are extremely good. But you know what? I don't think I've ever seen an ant walking around trying to be a spider. I don't think I've ever seen one walking around trying to be a rabbit. I don't think I've ever seen a locust flying around trying to be a spider. What I'm just trying to get at is that God is unique and made us all different. And in this unique way that God has made us, He has enabled us to do different things. And so some wisdom that we can apply to ourselves tonight as we look at these little things that are upon the earth, and what do these little things do that we can learn from, that we can take to apply to our life here tonight. And so let's take a look at the very first one. The Bible says there in verse 25, the Bible says the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. I don't know about you, but, you know, through my life, growing up, even as a kid, I've always You know, we just kind of look around at the ants and we just kind of get amazed at them. I tell you what, I've seen some little bitty ants carrying some pretty big things, at least in my sight anyway. You know, I've seen some ants down on the ground and it looked like, man, they was carrying, you know, carrying something big, whether it was another insect or it was part of a biscuit or something, you know. And I just kind of looked down and thought, wow, man, I'll tell you what, that little bitty ant can carry so much. Look how strong that ant is. Wasting no time whatsoever. All them little eggs just to go on. Doing everything he could to get that biscuit back to the house, you know. And I tell you what, I just find a lot of wisdom in that, you know, because the Bible says, listen, these little things have a lot of wisdom. They're preparing themselves for what's coming down the road. And so that's what the Bible is trying to teach us here, I think, there in verse 25, is that we see the ants. Now, they're not big and, you know, big like we are. We see that they are small. But yet, even though they are small, we see that they are a colony. They are an ants that are preparing themselves for things to come. And I tell you what, how much wisdom is there in that? And for us making sure that we prepare for things that are definitely on the way. Preparing ourselves for as much as we possibly can. They always have somewhere to be. If you ever looked at an ant, they're always busy. You don't ever see too many ants just kind of sitting around doing nothing. They always got something to do. They always got somewhere to go. Each ant has a specific task for what it was born for in that colony. Every single one, do they have something to do? You got your soldier ants, and you got these ants that watch over the babies, and then you got the one that has the babies, and then you got this one over here that does this, and then you got the builders, and you got the scavengers. You got all these little ants. They go out and they all designed for a specific purpose, and they all have something that they do, and they go out and they do their job, and they do all that they can to make the colony as successful as possible. And I just find that to be very remarkable that we see such wisdom in such small things that it seems like they know in and of themselves. Listen, God placed that inside of them. God placed it inside of those ants to know what to do and where to go and how to interact with each other and all of that. You ever looked at an ant and thought to yourself, man, I wonder how big that brain is. Now, I mean, just maybe a clump of cells that just happened to make everything move. Regardless of what it is, God allowed all of that to take place. Whether it's a big brain or a small brain, or whether it's a clump of cells inside there that's not necessarily like a brain like what we would have, but something in there that's just showing and telling that ant what it needs to do. Listen, they do it. And how amazing that is to see such small creatures on this earth that are fulfilling the purpose, in essence, that really that God has placed them down here on this earth for. And so, just amazing. And just like we think about us here tonight, every single one of us, God has made every single one of us for a unique purpose. We all have something to do in God's kingdom for His honor and for His glory. Every single one of us here tonight, listen, every single one of those ants is important, just like every single one of us in here tonight is important. Every single task, everything that takes place, it all matters and it's all important. And all of these ants, they have something that God has prepared for them to do. You don't ever see them really idle by, but they're always doing something. As I said, the workers, the soldiers, the queen, and all of them, they're all born for a purpose. We also think about, as I said, the things that they can carry. You know, I've seen them carry all different types of things. I've seen them carry many things that was twice their size. Sometimes I've seen ants that were really struggling in what they were bringing back, you know, and it just amazed me the things that they were able to do. Now, I remember as a kid growing up, I'd see, like, you ever seen them been walking around, you seen like a little ant pile? How many of you have done this just because you was mean? And you wanted to make it hard on those little poor ants down there. And you looked down, you saw all those little ants, and you saw that little pile, and you said, pow! And you just tore its house all to pieces. You know what? The next day, you know what? That thing was right back there again. And you think, great day in the morning, all them little ants, that was a lot of dirt them things had to move. I remember one day as a kid, there was a bunch of ants outside, and I seen them out there, you know, in this big old dirt pile out there, and I just messed that house all up. I came out there the next day, man, they had more holes than they did in the first time. So I went out there and messed that thing. It seemed like every time I messed that thing up, they all came back. I mean, they was just building that thing. And I just thought, wow, that's a lot of dirt for them little ants to have to move. But you know what? They did it. And no matter what came their way, no matter how much dirt they had to move, they moved it out of the way. Now, I know it may seem like it's minuscule. I know it may seem like it's nothing. But I'm just trying to get you to see tonight that, listen, when I made it difficult for them, and when I made things hard for them, and I piled a lot of dirt in their way, and I was trying to make it to where they wouldn't never be able to come back up, man, they moved that dirt. And a lot of wisdom that we can find in these ants, I think a lot of different things. Not just for the fact that they prepared during the summer. Not just the fact that they prepared themselves for things to come. But I think also the fact that they just don't never quit. They're always moving. They don't never give up. They're always pressing forward. Even regardless of what is in their way, they're pressing forward. They're bringing it. They're always either taking something out or they're bringing something in. They have a goal. They have an objective. It's almost like God has placed inside those little ant brains, those little ant minds, those little ant cells that is inside of them. They have inside of them to build. They have inside of them to prepare. They have inside of them to always be busy, to be diligent, and to be diligent about all that they're doing. Amazing little creatures they are. And the Bible says in verse 24 that they are little upon the earth, but they have exceeding wisdom. They are exceeding wise. Lots of things that we can learn from them. But not only the ants, but what else that we can learn? Not only do we need to be prepared for ourselves and prepare things in ourselves, we also need there in verse 26, the Bible says, the conies, but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. Now, conies are the rabbits, and as they begin to think about the rabbits that are there, he says here that they make their homes there in the rocks. They're seeking somewhere where their dwelling place would not just be comfortable, but it'd be a place that would hold up, a place that would be like a refuge somewhere that they could go. Rabbits, they build their dens sometimes in the ground. Sometimes they build them in the clefts of the rocks. Oftentimes, they have more than one. I remember I built my garden a few years ago and built a gate, went out, put a fence all the way around it to keep all the deer out of it, because every time I planted something, they came by and wanted to eat everything I got. And so I built a fence around the whole thing, planted everything in there, and then the rabbits went inside the fenced area and built them a home and eat everything on the inside. And so I was doing everything I could to keep the outside. I gave everything on the outside from getting in. And they moved their way in on the inside and ate everything on the inside. But they are wise. I thought to myself, whenever I did see the little home there, I couldn't mess it up because they had little babies. And so I said, well, I guess I'll just leave them. They need those peppers more than I do, I reckon. And so I just left them where they were. But I thought to myself how wise that was for them to build a little den there. Just wasn't much, but they went inside that garden. They dug a little dirt. They dug a dirt pile out and built a big old hole. And there was a bunch of grass and leaves over top of it. And I was looking down inside of it, and you had these little baby rabbits in there, you know. And I thought to myself, you know, that's actually the safest place they can possibly be. The dogs can't get to them. Nothing else on the outside can get to them. I thought that was actually pretty brilliant to come inside my garden and build their little nest there. But even though it didn't help me none, but I thought to myself, well, that was actually pretty smart. What a lot of wisdom that was. And so let's not count these little things that God has placed on the earth. I'm not just talking about the kids. I'm talking about nature that God has created, nature that God has made, that God has given wisdom, that God has given knowledge to these. You know, why do the animals know when to do certain things and how to do certain things, and whether it's the birds or whether it's the fish or whether it's the creepy crawling thing upon the earth? I mean, how in the world do they know these things? Listen, it happens because of God. That's how it happens. God has made all these things to happen. Listen, man doesn't have to tell the animals how to raise their youngins. They know how to raise the youngins. Amen. I mean, we see that, we often think, man, how do the birds know when to fly south at a certain time? And how do they know when to do this? And how do they know how to do this and when to do this? Listen, God has placed it in their hearts and minds. God is in control of it all. The Bible tells me that by Him all things consist. Amen. And so by God Himself, God, the one in control, is the one that has given them wisdom. And the Bible says in verse 24 that there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. And the ants are one of those things. They are always preparing. They are always persevering, no matter what comes their way, no matter what they have to carry, no matter what they have to take out, no matter what they have to bring in. They are busy. They are always doing something. And here we see the conies. They are a rabbit that is building for their family, looking for places where they can go, to where they can have a good habitation for their family. Oftentimes, rabbits will have multiple dens. That way, if something happens to one, they got another to go to. Sometimes there's more exits. There's one that comes in, there's another exit for them to go out. I mean, they're very brilliant animals. So not only do we think about the ants that prepare, and we think about the conies that build, and I think these that can apply in our life, as we think about ourselves, what else can we see? I think the next thing we can see there in verse 27, the Bible says, "The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands." Now, I've never seen a whole bunch of locusts flying through the sky, eating everything. I've seen it on, National Geographic and things like that. But I've never seen myself, with my own personal eyes, a whole cloud of locusts that are moving across the land, landing and eating everything in sight. But that is what they do. But our text says here, you say, why does the Bible say that locusts have wisdom? He says there in verse 27, "The locusts have no king, yet go forth... Yet go they forth, all of them, by bands." They have no king. Locusts, these large grasshoppers, so to speak, they fly in swarms. Some have been thought to be in swarms of thousands and go thousands and thousands of miles, and they eat everything in their wake. They leave little behind. Lots of destruction is in their path. They have no leader. They have no king, and they have no one in charge. But yet they just simply go. You know what I think? You know what I see a lot about that? I tell you what, isn't it good to be self-motivated? I mean, they flock together, they go together, they have no king, they have nobody that's telling them what to do, but they are motivated to move from one place to another and eat everything they can find. That kind of sounds like me a little bit. But they're motivated. They're motivated. I mean, they have no king. They have no one that's telling them what to do. But yet they lift off and they fly and they go from place to place and they are motivated. Now, I know that their motivation is, of course, not good for us. But the fact remains is that they have no king and nobody telling them what to do. And they go from place to place to place and they migrate. They know where to fly. They know where to go. And we see that they are, in essence, self-motivated. I tell you what, self-motivation goes a long way. And we can all use a little dab extra of some self-motivation, I believe, in our life would go a long way. The Bible says here in the text there in verse 27, "The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands." They just simply go. They're always on the move. Now, the ant, of course, will travel a much shorter distance. The locusts will cover a larger area. But I tell you what, just learning to be a motivator in life, whether you're going a short distance or whether you're going a long distance, will make a big difference in our lives. Now, what's the next thing? What's the final thing? The Bible says in verse 28, when we think about a little wisdom goes a long way. I tell you what, being a self-motivator really helps out. There's a lot of wisdom in that. Us being like the ant, preparing ourselves, us being like the conies, and being people that build and seek refuge and build our homes and build them in safe places, surrounding them in our families in safe places, I think is especially important. But we also see the last thing there. The Bible says in verse 28, he says, "The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces." Now you think about how small that a spider is. A spider is, well, most of them are pretty small. I tell you what, this scared me half to death the other day. I was in the bathroom, and standing there in the bathroom, all of a sudden, a spider just run up underneath. Run right up there. I was like, whoa, I mean, that thing was like this big around. I thought, great day in the morning. And I smushed it and killed it and made his life pretty miserable. He wasn't wise that day. But generally speaking, they are pretty wise. But that day he was not. And so we can see the Bible says on verse 28, the spider taketh hold with her hands. You ever been walking out in the woods? Or maybe it is you woke up one morning and you looked outside. And when you looked outside, it seemed like that, man, there was this spider. You didn't know it was there that night, but when you went to bed, when you woke up that morning, you looked up and maybe from the gutter connecting to the house, or maybe from the house connecting to a tree branch. Yeah, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen, like, the spider web right here at your house, but yet the string web that was going to hang on to it went to a tree branch that was way up there? And you're thinking to yourself, how in the world did he do that? Have you ever looked at a spider's web and thought to yourself, man, that was amazing? You ever just sat there and just gazed at it and just looked at all the lines that it made? How in the world does it do that? I mean, we look at it and we just think, oh, it's insignificant. We look at it and we think, oh, that's nothing. But I tell you what, the ingenuity that went into that, I mean, the wisdom that went, how does that spider have such a wisdom? Where did that come from? I mean, its brain, I mean, it can't be, but I mean, this big, I mean, it's got, how does it know how to do that? Because God placed that there. God put that there. I've seen some spiders build some pretty big, impressive webs, and I've stood there and I've looked at them and I've beheld them and I thought, wow, that is so amazing. And you can sometimes see the ones that are hanging from the house, maybe as I said, to the gutter, or hanging from a tree branch, and sometimes I've seen them where they've been really big, and the dewdrops are hanging in the mornings. You ever seen that? The sun just kind of glistening in it, makes it all beautiful, and you just kind of stand there and you just look at it. But I tell you what, I've also seen them where them spiders had those webs and they had their insects in there, and I've watched them wrap them up. I've watched them bite them and wrap them up, you know, and you just sit there and you think to yourself, wow, I mean, check it. Just watching God's creation be God's creation is pretty amazing. And the Bible says that these spiders, notice it says, a spider taketh hold with her hands and is in kings' palaces. The spider's web, extremely strong. I mean, there are some spider webs that can hold tremendous amounts of weight. And you think to yourself, how can something so small not only produce something that is so beautiful? Did you know they even make clothes out of certain spiders' webs? That's exactly right. They even make certain clothes out of, it's very expensive, but they make certain clothes out of certain spiders' webs that they're able to weave, that's able to come out of them. Extremely precious. But you ever think about, whenever we see these spider webs, the things that they can hold, the things that they can do, the intricacy of it all? I mean, there is a pattern. There is a way that they did everything that they did. There is a pattern to it, all done and created by God. The Bible says in verse 24, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. And the spider is one of those things. You think about that spider, you know, you went to bed that night, you didn't sit there, but you woke up in the morning and it was there. That thing worked all night just to put that web there. You went to bed that night, there was no even proof that there was a spider that even existed. And then you woke up in the morning and voila! There it was. This big, huge spider web worked all night for that thing to be there. What do you see? I think we see the same thing in the spider that we see in the ant, and even the locust, and even the bunnies, that we can see that they just were not lazy. They were preparing, and they were working, and they were busy, and they were doing everything they could to be that exactly what God had called them to be. And they worked all night long to get this great work of art up in the sky. When the web gets torn, you know what happens? You ever tore down a spider web because it was in your way? And when that web gets tore down, you know what happens? If you don't kill the spider, it'll generally build another one. And sometimes it'll build another one right there in that same spot. Even though it took all night long to build it, it still built it again. The spider didn't look at its torn web and say, well, I'm not going to rebuild it. I'm just going to leave it the way it is. No, oftentimes it'll just repair what's there. Or if you tear the whole thing down, it'll build another one. It just keeps going. And it keeps going. It keeps going. You think, how does it do that? Why does it do that? Well, God placed a lot of wisdom inside that little spider. Not to quit, not to give up. No matter what damage comes its way, no matter how hard it is for the ant, no matter how heavy the load is to go in or come out, no matter what has destroyed their home, they're there to fix it, they're there to repair it. No matter what has come their way, they're there to do everything they can to make it possible for things to still work. The spider, he does everything he can to repair the web, works all night long, doesn't quit, doesn't give up, does everything he can. Sometimes I've just stood amazed looking at some of these things. But how many times have you been walking through the woods, maybe, and as you've been walking through the woods, you run into a spider web, and then you hit another, and then you hit another, and then you hit another, and all of a sudden, you became an expert in Kung Fu. Yeah, generally that's what happens. But here the Bible says that these little things have wisdom. What can we learn from these things? Well, I think the spiders, one of the things that we can see is, you know what, no matter what happens, don't quit. No matter if the web gets destroyed, build it back. Sometimes it may take all night, but we'll do it again. Put in the effort. You put in the work. Because when you do that, whenever the spider does all of that for the purpose of what? To catch what it needs. Amen? The spider builds the web for the purpose to catch that what it needs. How would it ever catch anything if it said, well, that tore my web down, I'm not going to build another one? How would it ever catch that what it needs? I mean, listen, I know there's a lot of us here tonight, we're thinking, well, I'm just waiting on this, I'm waiting on this. Maybe we need to build a web and catch it. Amen? Maybe we just need to build the web. Maybe we don't need to quit. Maybe we don't need to give up. Maybe we need to put forth a little bit more work. Maybe put forth a little bit more effort. And we'll be able to grab a hold of it and not just quit because it fell apart. We think about the locusts. They just go, man, they're self-motivated. We think about those bunnies. We think about those rabbits. Think about those conies. Well, they do. They build themselves homes with exits, with sometimes many of them. They have more than one place to go. And oftentimes they build them in the clefts of the rocks, places that are safety to protect their family. We think about the ants. What do? Man, they're always busy, moving forward and backward. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. So we see a lot of wisdom that God has placed in such little bitty things. Now let's look at ourselves and ask ourselves, how much wisdom do I have? Is the ant got more wisdom than me? Does the locust or the spider or the colony, does it have more wisdom than I do tonight? That's something only we can ask ourselves this evening. But I do know this, the Bible says there's four things which are little upon the earth, and they're exceeding wise. So I think looking at these things, we can find a lot of wisdom. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank You for this day. Lord, You are faithful, and Lord, You are good. Lord, I pray tonight that You'd help us as we have went through Your Word, and Lord, as we begin to think about how we can have that much more wisdom that we can use to apply to our life. Lord, there is such a vast creation all around us. So many things, God, that You have made and created, the Lord, that we can learn from. You, of course, especially. But God, You have showed us here in Your Word that these things, that Your creation exemplifies, in essence, wisdom, God, that You have placed in them. They would have no knowledge of any of these things and how to do none of these things had it not been for You, nor we. But Lord, I pray that You'd help us to learn from Your Word, but also help us to learn from the things that surround us, God, that You have placed there. Help us, Lord, to be a people of wisdom. To be a people who will prepare ourselves. To be a people who wouldn't quit, but would keep going and keep building and keep thriving and keep pressing forward. Lord, I pray that You'd bless us here tonight as we get ready to leave and as we go home and go our separate ways. Lord, I pray that You'd bring us back here to our next appointed time here on Wednesday night. We love You and thank You for all that You've done. We look forward to what You're going to continue to do here. And we love You. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.